الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، ما بعد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. The 24th juz, the Quran, begins by asking the question that who is more alim, more oppressive than the one who rejects the message. And this is in direct opposition to those people who accept the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may overlook their bad deeds. Basically, takes their best amal. It's like when a person takes their exam and the college takes their high. Can see the best amal that we did and score us according to that. And that's from the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he asks, "Alaysa Allah bi kafin 'abda?" Isn't Allah enough for us? And ultimately, guidance is in His hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the question that if there was a situation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to bring harm to one of the gods that these people set up alongside Him, who would win? And obviously, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so it should be clear that they should be worshipping Allah instead of these partners. So they're told to do what they want, and we'll see who the punishment is for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives death, and also the lesser death in sleep. And some people come back and some people don't. And when a person passes away, then there's no intercession except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These disbelievers, they get happy when they hear the mention of partners alongside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they get disgusted when you present to them the idea of tawheed. These are those same partners who can do absolutely nothing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge, and when He will, these people will ransom, if they could ransom themselves with the entire earth, they would. And all their bad deeds and their jokes will catch up with them. And these are people that when they fall in hard times, they make dua. But when things are going good, they attribute it to themselves. There's like, this is based on my knowledge, my capacity, my capabilities. And it's actually a test. People in the past, they acted in the same way and it caught up with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives the risk, not them. We're ordered never to despair of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, meaning that you can't feel that I've sinned so much that Allah can't forgive. So we can never give up hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's a direct order. And we're told to just to turn to Him and to submit and to follow the Quran before the punishment of the Akhirah comes. And then that time, then people will either regret or they'll wish for another chance. Or they wish, you know, that if they had been with the messenger, but it will be, I mean, they had their chance. And these were the people, their faces will be blackened, but the people of Taqwa will be saved. And then we're told how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls everything. And why would Rasulullah worship someone else? What is directly a revelation coming to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one. And number two, that, you know, he's being told that if you commit shirk, all your deeds will be cancelled. So he would be foolish if he were to erect a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The problem is that they do not respect and regard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way He deserves. And on the day when the earth and the heavens will be rolled up in His hand and the trumpet is blown and people will die, there'll be no one except to claim any type of power or might except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ For whom is the dominion on that day? It's only for Allah. لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ And then there will be another blow and people will come back to life and they'll be standing up and they'll be looking around. And all those things that they talk, you know, that we talked about, the book of the deeds, the prophets, the angels who keep the records, all of these will be brought forward and they'll be seeing it. And they will have His judgment, and you will get the kuffar will be driven into hell, and they'll find His doors open, and they'll be asked. Prophets come, and they'll admit, yes, but and then they'll have, and they will be entered into the hellfire forever. On the other hand, the muttaqin will be driven to heaven's doors, and they'll find, those will greet them. To give them, you know, a pat on the back, entered into Jannah forever. And they'll realize that the promise of Allah is true. And this is such an amazing situation that they'll find themselves in. And they'll praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being thankful in return. and they will, you will be able to see the angels surrounding the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because His judgment is so true and it's so just. Next we start Surah Al-Mu'min. It talks by mentioning how this is a book that is revealed by the one who forgives. Don't be the disbelievers of the earth free in the world. You know, there was previous nations who also disputed and argued, and what happened to them? They were taken. I mean, they were given some time, but eventually they were taken. And because of their actions, they became worthy of hell. The angels praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they pray for our forgiveness, and they pray for Jannah for us, and they pray for our families, and for us to be saved from sin. So why should we not follow the angelic way and follow instead of following the shayateen? The kafirs, on the other hand, when they enter hell, they will hate themselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hate them even more. And they will ask, you know, is there any way, and they will ask, is there any way out for us? But obviously it will be too late. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us signs. He sends down the rain and He brings out rizq for us. He shows that it's a sign that He is the creator, that is a sign of His power. So we're told to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely and don't care about what other people think and what the kafirs say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great and has such a high maqam, and He sends revelation to His messengers to warn us, and in the hereafter, it will be apparent, His power will be clearly apparent, and He will recompense people for what they did. And to remind people of the day that's coming close, when the hearts will be in their throats and no one will be there to help. And He knows what's going on even in our hearts, and He will judge people. And He asked them, don't people go about and see what happened to them in the past? I mean, remember Musa alayhi salam, when he was sent to the Pharaoh, and he ordered to kill the children of the Bani Israel, you know, the male children, a second time. And he also said, let me kill Musa alayhi salam. And you know, he had this whole logic behind that. He tried to frame Musa alayhi salam as a bad guy. He's like, he's trying to change your deen. He's a troublemaker. He's making fasad. And so he made him, you know, like almost gaslighting. And he tried to make him the villain. And then there was a person who believed, who was hiding his iman. Then he asked, you know, the very poignant question that, أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَنْ يَقُولَ رَبِّي اللَّهِ, are you going to kill a person just because he say my Lord is Allah? And on top of that, he brought you clear sign. And if he's saying this, it's his problem. And if it's true, then it'll be your problem. And that you are in power right now, but when the punishment comes, who can stop Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment? And the Pharaoh's reply to this, he says, this is what I think, this is my opinion, and I'm guiding you to the right way. And then he said, fear for you the punishment of nations past. And he gave, for example, the example of Yusuf alayhi salam, and that you shouldn't argue about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any right, because this is something that gets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very mad. And so Pharaoh, he almost mocks him. And he gives this amazing khutbah. And so he mocks him. He says, oh, you know, Haman, make me a tower so I can climb up and I want to go and see who this God of Moses is. So he continues his khutbah, and you know, he continues to say, the one who really continues to say that, I'm guiding you to the straight path, and that this life is like nothing. It's just a bunch of stuff. But the hereafter is the real place there. You're going to stay forever. And the people who do good deeds will have heaven. And why should I listen to you? You're calling me to a wrong way, and I'm calling you to Allah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He saves this individual in this life and also in the hereafter. Whereas on the other hand, the Pharaoh and his people were punished in this world, and they're going to get punishment in the grave, and they're going to get punishment in the hereafter. And in the hereafter, when people are in Jahannam, the kafirs, were the disbelievers, are going to argue with their leader, and they're going to keep any way to lessen the punishment, because it'll be so terrible, and everything's going to be useless there. Their law is going to be useless. Their excuses are going to be useless. And but the thing that we know is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help the believers. So we're hoping to be patient and to seek forgiveness. Allah created everything, the night and the day, the sky. He fashioned us. So if as in all of those, if He's done all of those things for us, then we should worship Him alone. And then He talks about the stages of our creation and of life, and then death, and all of these things are from Him. So those who argue about this and they deny this, they'll know when they're going to be in chains and burning in the fire, and all their false gods will vanish from among from them. So Rasulullah is told not to be disheartened. They're not going to get away. You know, you'll either see it here or you'll see it there, but they're not going to get away ultimately. And messengers were sent before, and whether they brought a sign, that's up to Allah. That wasn't up to the messenger. But when the punishment comes, one thing is for sure, that they will be the losers. Then we're reminded about cattle, how there's so many benefits, and we've talked about those in previous previous discussions, and just how many signs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts all around us. The entire universe is reminding us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different aspects. So how can you deny? I mean, go in the earth, just look at history, see the past, see the people who denied, and when the punishment came, it was too late. Next we start Surah Hamim says them. This is a Quranic, this is an Arabic Quran that's revealed, and they say, you know, just you do your thing. You know, we're going to do our thing, you do your thing. And that there's some type of barrier between us and you, meaning their hearts are wrapped up. They don't, I don't get what you're saying. But then, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ, I'm just a man. And he came with I just came with a simple message that Allah is one and that you should turn to Him. And are you going to reject that Allah who made the earth in 2 days and He put pegs in it and He measured our risk in 4 days and then He created the seven heavens in 2 days and made them beautiful with all the stars and He protected it? And if they turn away, just say that I warned you of the calamity that befell Ad and Thamud. I mean, Ad was arrogant and Thamud chose to be blind. So when they come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter, these same peoples who are deniers, their own bodies will testify against them. And when they're in the fire, they will have no choice except to endure the punishment. And they'll have these close buddies, these disbelievers, that actually make it attractive to do bad things. Like, don't listen to the Quran, or when the Quran is being recited, make a lot of noise. And so these people will be punished, and they will be punished with the hellfire. Not only will they be punished, they'll actually ask for punishment on those people who were their buddies that led them towards bad things. And the glad tidings is on those people who say, I believe, and then they remain firm. And that's really, I mean, a person came to the Prophet ﷺ and he asked him, tell me one thing that after it, I won't have to ask anything about it to anyone else. And he said, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. Say, I believe in Allah and just remain firm. Such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their awliya in the dunya and in the akhirah, and they will have whatever they want. And who's better than that person who calls to who's better than that person who calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who does good deeds, and that we're told to repel evil with good, because this is something that turns people around, but it actually requires a lot of patience, and to seek refuge from shaitan. And then we're told how the sun and the moon are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we shouldn't prostrate to either the sun or the moon, but we should prostrate to their creator. And if you don't worship Him, no problem, because there's plenty of people, there's plenty of beings to worship Him. There's angels around Him who will worship Him tirelessly. He doesn't need us. And then a sign for us is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives life to the dead earth. He's basically able to do all things. So don't think that those people who are just stubborn, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't know and they're somehow hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's view. And who's better? Is it the person who's hell in a better state, or the person who's going to be safe in the hereafter? They cannot be equal. And that this is a true book without any falsehood. And in it is a cure, it's a shifa, and it's a guidance. And if it wasn't in Arabic, then they would have questioned that too. they would be like, oh, why wasn't it made clear? And that has to do with the depth of the Arabic language and the fact that they understood Arabic at a level that no one else did. And there's something very peculiar about that, about the Arabic language. These were people who, you know, they thought that, I mean, they were behind the rest of the world in everything, in science and technology, but they thought the rest of their world was stupid when it came to language because they were so advanced in that. And the symbolism that exists in language was just so powerful. And that's why every word of this in the Quran has so much depth. You needed a language that could contain that type of meaning. In any case, Musa alayhi salam was also given the book, and they disputed about him as well. And the prophet. So it's not like this is the first time this is happening with the Quran. The problem is that they're just in doubt. And a man will have what he earns, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unjust with his slaves. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.